Hello, this is Space Kate, broadcasting from, well, I would say sunny Florida, except it is not sunny. It is in fact pouring with so much rain that we just, driving along in the car, made a kind of huge wave of water splash out beside us, and I'm drenched, and that's from a 2-second run from the KSC badging office to the car. So, I don't know what's going to happen today. The weather is... This has always been one of those things that could cause the shuttle to be delayed, and yesterday we got downgraded to a 70% no-go chance. I don't know what's going to happen about this storm, but we shall see. Yesterday was very, very exciting. I had the time of my life, basically, at an Irish bar, which sported a surfboard, first one I've been to, which has such a thing, and I went there to see an astronaut band play. And when I've said that to people, they say, what's an astronaut band? Well, what do you think an astronaut band is? It's a band with astronauts in it. In this one, 3 out of 4 of the band had all been in space, and the fourth one was married to someone who'd been in space, and even the flute that was being played had been in space. So that was kind of exciting. They played lots of nice music, they were incredibly talented, which is kind of sickening, really, because they're astronauts, they're stupidly clever. It turns out they can sing and play guitar and flute, and they're really nice. So they are actually perfect. So that's a bit annoying, really, because there's just no hope for the rest of us when there are people like that that exist. You know, I'm used to people like that being, you know, multi-talented and a bit arrogant, and you can go, well, you're arrogant, therefore you're not perfect. But these people are just really down to earth, which seems like a strange thing to say about an astronaut, and really lovely. And I sat in the bar, and then Shannon Walker turned up and joined us on our table, and she was just wonderful. She spoke at the STS 133 tweet up and was very inspirational. And then Doug Wheelock turned up, and Wheels, Astro Wheels on Twitter, and that was very nice to see him again. He's the one who said he would save me a desk at NASA. I've got that in writing, so I'm very pleased about that. And Koichi Wakata, who I met when I was in Houston last year, and he took me out for dinner, which is lovely. So all in all, a very nice astronaut-filled evening, which is a nice way to be here in Florida celebrating the final shuttle launch, which in theory goes at about 11:26 tomorrow morning, but we shall have to wait and see what the weather decides on that front. Florida weather, by the way, is, what should we say, changeable. And I don't know if you could hear the rain that was like blasting the windscreen just moments ago, but it's cleared up now. In fact, even the... No, the road doesn't look dry. I thought it did for a moment, but it's certainly drier than the river that we were just driving through. So I'm off to meet Johnny Ringo and have myself some lunch. My tweet-up family folk are all slowly drifting into town, and it's so cool to see like people that I met all around the country and that I stayed with when I was travelling. They're all here. Everybody is here for this final launch, and it means a lot to a lot of people. I'm being very kindly chauffeured around by Matt from SpaceX, so that's very exciting. And it turns out he was the one who was kind enough to buy me my probably favourite item of clothing, bar fancy dresses, which is my SpaceX track jacket. And mine's better than his, because he's got a big hole in the elbow, which is a little bit shameful, would you not say, Matt?
I can get a new one.
Yeah, but you haven't. Or is this just proof that, you know,
this
you're...
This is actually my second one.
Oh, really? So either... Either they're not very high quality items of clothing, or you work so hard that you've literally worn through them. I don't know what is there in rocket science that uses your elbows?
I wish I had an answer to that. I don't know.
Well, let's just say there's a very technical reason for that. Unfortunately, it's covered by ITAR restrictions,
yes,
and therefore you couldn't possibly share it with the rest of the world.
Right.
Right, well, I'm going to sign off for the moment, and I shall keep you up to date with my adventure. And I've got amazing pictures from yesterday, and lots more to tell you about, but I shall do it when I'm in not quite such a hungry, rambling kind of a mood, and not dripping with rainwater as I currently am. Bye for now!